Welcome to the podcast of the HOP Erasmus Plus Youth E-Learning Platform, fostering e-learning in youth work around Europe and beyond.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of our podcast when we talk about digital platforms and specifically spatial proximity platforms, the places online where you can meet people. And today's guest is Alex Persson. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hello. How should I pronounce your surname? Persson or Persson or Pearson?
You can say Persson.
Persson. So it's actually... I think you get this a lot, but so I should say today's person is person.
Exactly. A person even. I am a person.
A person, but you're also the person. The person.
Maybe. I am the A person.
Okay. Where are you based, Alex?
I'm in Hamburg.
Hamburg. And what do you do there?
At the moment I work at the European Playwork Association in Hamburg, which is an NGO that organizes youth exchanges and international seminars, training courses with Erasmus Plus, with the European Youth Foundation and other funding. And we run international projects with young people from many, many different countries, from Europe and also beyond. And I've been working there since last year, and I really can say that it's my dream job, and I really love working there. And we are the Eurodesk partner in Hamburg, so we also advise young people about European mobilities.
Ah, fantastic. I started in a Eurodesk center in Viterbo, Italy. It is really, really a cool position. But I also met you in the context of the Europeers Network.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. So I've been a Europeer for a few years. And
what is Europeers?
So it's a network of young people who've done the European Voluntary Service or the European Solidarity Corps, as it's called nowadays, which is a program that enables you to volunteer abroad in Europe up to 30 years old. And we are a network that goes to schools or to other events. We organize events and we talk to young people about our own experiences, to share our experiences, to tell other young people about all the opportunities out there with all these projects and mobilities funded by the EU, which
the
many
opportunities.
Young people
don't know. Yeah. Yeah. And you were telling me your organization has a long history with European mobilities.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, our first youth exchange was in 1986. So that was even before I was born. And that was before the program, which is now called Erasmus Plus, was even found. So it's an amazing history, actually.
Well, 1986 is before many things were born. I think many of the European member states now were not even existing in 1986.
True, it's true, yeah.
Wow. Fantastic. And you're here today with us to talk about one platform, which is...
It is called Mibo, and we've actually used this platform together on a Europeers training course, an online training course, and that's why I thought it's a very suitable platform to talk about, because it can be used very, very well in online trainings or also just to hang out with people, with your colleagues, with your team members. And it's a very interactive platform that's quite different to everything else.
The website is getmibo.com.
Exactly, yeah.
So tell us about Mibo. How does it look like?
Mm-hmm. So if you use the free version, I can tell more later, there's a free version, there's also a paid version. But if you use the normal free version that everyone can use, you can use it on your browser, so you don't have to download anything. And you invite people via an email, so you can just send the link, the invitation link via an email. And once you get there, it's actually quite amazing. You click on the link and suddenly you're on a tropical island. And I remember the first time I used it, that was actually with our co-trainer, Mele, who introduced us to this platform, because it was made by an organization in the Netherlands and he lives there. So, the first thing you see was mushrooms, actually. And I thought,
that sounds very Amsterdam.
It's true, kind of, yeah.
And many people go to Amsterdam and the first and the last thing they see is mushrooms.
Mushrooms or also other plants.
but okay, let's stay on topic. So Mibo is a tropical island. And I remember I was there. There is a really beautiful feeling of being close to the sea.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But and then the avatar, how do I look like?
Okay, so the thing is, well, first about the sea. So it's a tropical island. You know, this map or this the structure is that you go on this island, you can walk around, you can do everything that you could do on an island in real life. You could go swimming, you could even play basketball. There's lots of interactive features. And you yourself, it's not like in a Zoom meeting where everything is quite rigid, but actually you can walk around freely and your head it's like a flying monitor. So it's a monitor that flies around and you are a webcam, basically. You're a webcam and it's quite fun to see, actually.
So you're a little floating robot with a monitor as a head.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's a live cam. So you actually see the face of the people who are there with you.
Yes, you can see them. And what's also nice, not only that you can see them, but also the fact that you hear them as much as they get closer. So if they go further away, you hear them less, which also enables you to have private conversations one-to-one.
Yeah, that's the proximity, no? That's the proximity aspect.
Yeah, and that's actually nice because you don't have to have breakout rooms. You can just, you know, just leave and go somewhere else or talk to someone and just hang out as you would do in real life.
There is also a stage area. So you can do what, karaoke or stand-up comedy?
Yes, but that's actually, you can only do that with the paid version. So with the free version, you can't do this, use this microphone, but if you use the paid version, then you can also do announcements, which can be heard by everyone on the island, because the island is quite big. You can explore the island. And the good thing is, yes, indeed, that you can do announcements if you have a little conference, let's say, or even a big conference, because you can even have quite big events, online events on this platform. Yep.
How many people can join an event on Meebo?
So if you use the free version, it's up to 12 people. If you sign up, we can use sign up as a team as well, which would be €49 a month when you cancel any time, or it would be €19 a month with a yearly subscription. That's for the team when you have up to 25 participants. So let's say for training or even for your own team members, it could be that. And that actually, this version enables you to use all 7 worlds. And I can maybe quickly just say, just to give an overview.
Yeah, 7 worlds?
7 worlds, exactly. It's not only an island. The island is only for the free version. But there's also a winter wonderland. There is a mountain retreat, meadow woods. There is a studio, a town hall, and a disco hall. So you can even party, which is quite fun, you know.
So if you ever want to have a disco party with other robots, then that could be a choice. Oh, well, 7 environments is a nice selection.
Yeah, definitely.
Which ones have you seen?
So I've personally only used the island, but I've seen photos and I've seen, you can even see videos, actually. You can even go on the YouTube channel before you want to commit to sign up for it, to pay for the paid version. You can go on the YouTube page or channel of Meebo and you can actually see what the worlds look like. They also have other social media where you can see screenshots and so on. And if you have an organization that has funding available, I would definitely recommend just trying it. And just try the free version first. And also I want to mention there's also a business version, which actually has custom pricing. So it can be also more rooms for more people. And if you have bigger events, let's say you have a conference planned, you can also have even 50 up to thousands of participants with a party or a big event. So it's the prices would be $249 for a party event with up to thousands of participants, or a big event that also includes other plenary sessions and workshops and so on, other rooms, that would be $795. So even for big organizations that have the funding to actually run online conferences and so on, there is plenty of opportunities out there.
That's a lot of robots. So who can actually use it? What kind of events do you think it's good for?
Many different things. So one thing you can do, of course, is like online trainings and seminars to hang out. You can do these big events if you want to. But I really have to say, even for small meetups, for small hangouts, even with your friends, with your colleagues, you know, when you can't see your friends or colleagues in real life, you can also use it. And what we did, for example, we did during our training course, we did a reflection session there with, you know, there was just maybe 6 participants together sitting around the campfire, the virtual campfire on the beach. And you can even hear the waves and everything, you know, there's sound. Yeah. And it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I remember being in this lockdown, not being able to go to these places and actually hearing the beach and these like calming noises. It was so beautiful, actually.
There is a calming effect. No, it's like white noise. And I remember it was nice. So basically, each facilitator creates a room and then sends the link out to participants and they join.
Exactly. Yeah.
Up to 25 people. What is it not good for?
What is it not good for? Because, well, I will have to say the free version is only up to 12. So if you don't have finances and you don't want to use, you can't use finances, then you can only have 12 people. And, well, there are some downsides in the way that, first, the technical requirements. Well, the downside is that you have technical requirements for your laptop. And first of all, the browser, as I said, you don't have to download anything, but the browser most recommended is Google Chrome. It doesn't work on Safari, but it works on most other browsers, also on Firefox, but Chrome is recommended. And it's recommended to use headphones, not to have an echo. Mm-hmm. But I have to say there is a little bit of a downside where you can't guarantee that every participant will be able to use it. If someone has a laptop that has a worse graphics card, for example, then it might not work well. And we had this problem as well.
Because it creates a 3D environment, basically. You know, it's a simulation. And so you need a laptop that's capable of running a 3D environment. Does it work with mobile?
With mobile phones, it wouldn't really work very well. Actually, I haven't tried that, to be honest, but I think you should use a laptop. I mean, it's also because it needs a very good processor and a good graphic card. So I would not use it on a mobile phone. I would use it. And that's also a good point, because if you have very, very casual events where people use their phones, then this application, this tool might not be very suitable.
Very good. Very good. Can you share a story of once when you were using it and it was really good or really funny?
Yeah, actually. One thing I can say, a nice story was, first you can use it even with friends. So I even use it with friends to hang out, and friends I haven't seen for a while who live in different countries, and you just see them and you can explore the island together and you go to places and so on. But even with strangers, so I'm thinking of this European training where we haven't met anyone in real life and we were sitting around this campfire and it was so nice. I mean, I have to say there were technical difficulties because not everyone can use it if they don't have a laptop that's good enough. But it was very beautiful for us to sit around this campfire to tell stories, because we were reflecting on how the day has went and we're just sitting there, and it felt so real and felt like you actually see each other in real life, and you can go for walks together and so on. And what I love is actually when you first introduce people to this platform and you can show them around, and you can even like wear different hats. There's like a cowboy hat, there is a Viking hat, and these little tools, it's just so cute and so nice, actually.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Is there a pirate hat?
A pirate hat? I think there was even a pirate hat as well.
I would expect a pirate hat in a tropical island. So it seems it's really suited for party, playful, informal settings, but also small groups, reflection, as you said, meetings, informal meetings, and so on. But you can also play games. And also, I understand the platform keeps growing, but maybe only the paid version.
Yes, exactly. And for conferences, for example, if you want to try out a conference with this platform, you can also put your logo on a poster or a flag. So it can definitely be used for conferences that are more informal. So let's say you have the main part of the conference on Zoom, which is how it's usually done. Then you can have the informal hanging out on Meebo, because that's actually a very nice way for people to meet and to interact with each other as well. So yeah, I agree, it's an informal platform, informal settings. Yeah.
In combination with other settings, maybe. And can you tell a story when something really went wrong?
Well, when I'm thinking of this time that we used it with more people with this training, I'm just thinking of this time where some people could not use it. And that was actually very sad, because we had different groups, and in my group, I think there was one person who couldn't use it at all. And we tried, I was trying to do this troubleshooting when I was, putting the link and so on. It was kind of complicated, and in the end it kind of worked out, but she could not turn on her camera, so it was a bit sad, because then we couldn't really see her. So that's really one thing that I would like to warn people about. But I would recommend to try it, but I would always say have an alternative, which we also had. We said if it doesn't work, then we just meet on Zoom, or you can use one for me, but have an alternative.
And when a user disconnects, when a user logs out, they take off like a little rocket. I remember this feature.
Exactly.
But that also happens if a user disconnects by mistake, accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody logs out, you see them flying away like a rocket, and maybe they have to come back after a while. That's funny, but can be a bit annoying when people just fly away from you during a meeting.
That's true.
What is your next job, online or offline?
The next one will hopefully be online, offline. See, I even mixed it up because it's like the worlds are merging.
It's blended. We live in a blended universe now.
Everything is mixed. Yeah, actually, in fact, we're planning a European training course in Brussels, which has been in the plan for 2 years. And because of the pandemic, it had to be postponed all the time. And that's planned for April, actually. And we have our preparatory meeting in March. So the next thing I'm planning is to go there in 4 weeks and to, to actually make some plans, and hopefully it will take place. And actually, you can still sign up. So if I may just mention the dates in case anyone would be interested. The training course is taking place from the 10th until the 16th of April. And it's the Europeers network. And
how many Europeers will meet there?
Well, we're still not quite certain. I think first we said 35, but now because of the pandemic, it might be less. We have to see.
Well, let's hope things can still happen and can still work. So 30, 35 Europeans will meet in Brussels in April and keep sharing stories and keep the enthusiasm high, offline and online. We need more and more of that. So I think this is our time today, Alex. Thank you very much for sharing your stories. And we talked about Meebo. The website is www.getmeebo.com. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Karin.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of the HOP Erasmus Plus Youth e-learning platform. More episodes and inspiring materials about e-learning curated for the needs of youth workers are available on our Facebook page. Visit HOP platform and stay tuned.